أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make the declaration of his ibadat purely and only dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the real losers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about his ibad. Allah speaks about his servants and some of the qualities of his servants. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا, that those people who abstain, who keep away, who remain aloof of At-Taghut. At-Taghut refers particularly to Shaitan, and then it refers to the worship of anything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All forms of shirk, idol worship, and everything else has been included in this word Taghut. In other words, those that worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different ways. We spoke about this on few occasions. Sometimes we worship this material world. Sometimes we begin to worship ourselves because of our pride, arrogance, vanity, etc. يَعْبُدُوهَا, that they worthy from it. وَأَنَا, they turn totally and compact. And when they turn to turn with a great deal of enthusiasm, bushra, then for them is glad tidings. O Muhammad Mustafa, then give the glad tidings to my servants. Now who are my servants? Who are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, those who listen attentively to the word. By and large, most of the commentators have said that here the word al-qawl, the word of Allah, refers to the Qur'an-i-Kareem. That when the Qur'an-i-Kareem is being recited, they listen very attentively to the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. And not only do they listen attentively to the tilawat of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا, then they follow the best of it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a very particular group of people. That on the one hand, their love for the Qur'an-i-Kareem is such that wherever, whenever the Qur'an is recited, they sit and they listen to the recitation of the Qur'an-i-Kareem attentively, and then they follow the best of the wahi, the best of the revelation, the best of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Now some examples that we can understand it by is we find that when somebody has wronged us, then the Shariat, one thing that has made haram upon us, that if we retaliate, we cannot retaliate more than the person that harmed us. Secondly, when we retaliate, it has to be equal, then that will be in order and that is acceptable. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا, then what they do is that they forgive and they let the person go, they do not retaliate, they make that person maaf, and that is the highest form that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about in the Qur'an-i-Kareem. In other words, they do not abide by the minimum requirements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, but they go to the maximum and gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. And then the Qur'an-i-Kareem is not only this kitab that is in front of us, but the Qur'an-i-Kareem also tells us, following the sunnah, the practices and the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the other hand, we will find that there were those sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when they had heard about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went to the Yahud, they went to the Nasara, they looked at their lives, they heard the kitab, and then they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then they brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there what it will mean is that any revelation of Allah, whether it was the Torah and Injil, they heard it all, and then they came and they followed the best of it all, and that is the Qur'an-i-Kareem, the kitab of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two things about them. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, those that try to follow the optimum of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, then they are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And they are the people of intellect, they are the people of wisdom, because they chose and they understood the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they chose to follow the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.